I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries, while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Israeli tanks have moved into the center of Rafah following an airstrike Sunday evening that triggered a catastrophic inferno at a refugee camp there. 50 Palestinians were killed, about half of them women and children, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The IDF said that the fire ignited due to unforeseen consequences. Israeli officials say the strike that killed two Hamas leaders may have triggered secondary explosions, possibly from stored weapons or fuel canisters nearby.
The White House saying it does not believe any red lines have been crossed because it's not a full-scale ground invasion in Rafah, adding that it sees nothing to prompt a change in U.S. policy towards Israel.
What is going on with this?
What a silly discussion that is.
It really is.
Granted, there's the horror surrounding it, but it's not a full-scale ground invasion. Therefore, it has not crossed our red line.
Which we can't enforce about here. And right. Won't. First of all, the attack on that, the things they were calling it. So that reporting there from yesterday, I liked a lot better than the reporting the day before, where it was all either hinting at or sometimes just openly stating that Israel had targeted a refugee camp. Like that was the goal, to kill hungry Palestinians as they waited in line for food and water. We got around to yesterday a little more of the reality of it and the fact that you had two high-ranking Hamas operatives who were, as usual, hiding among civilians. And if you wanted to take them out, this was the only way we're going to take them out. And it would seem that they had also surrounded themselves with a whole bunch of explosives, as they regularly do, so that if you do attack them, it's going to blow up and kill a whole bunch more people. That's what they do. It's what they've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And the Politico headline is, you just heard there from that report, deadly Rafah strike doesn't cross Biden's red line, whatever the hell that means. A senior administration official granted anonymity to detail sensitive internal thinking, said the attack that successfully took out two high-level Hamas operatives while killing 45 civilians and injuring dozens more did not cross Biden's red line, described first on March 9th. I do like that Politico at least mentioned the fact that they were targeting Hamas people and not targeting hungry Palestinians, as the news was over Memorial Day weekend. The whole red line thing, I don't even know what to do with that. The main theme I want to get into here is hitting the three hotspots, is I just think Joe Biden's foreign policy is horrible for the world. What I'm trying to do personally, in my own mind, is justify how I can say I think Trump should be president over Biden. And this is one of the reasons. Joe Biden's foreign policy is disastrous for planet Earth.
Right. It's incoherent. It's inconsistent. It flows with the wind, which is the worst thing. Better to be decisive and wrong in a lot of ways, because at least everybody knows what's up.
And I will admit,
everybody knows where they stand.
I don't exactly know what Donald Trump's foreign policy is going to be because he hasn't said much about it.
And he makes it up on the fly.
And he doesn't care about it much, I don't think. But Joe Biden's so wrong on so many of these issues. So we'll probably get back to Israel later, but let's check in on Ukraine real quick.
mounting pressure to lift restrictions that ban Ukraine from using Western weapons to strike Russian soil. NATO's chief says it's self-defense.
And the right of self-defense includes also striking targets outside Ukraine, legitimate military targets inside Russia.
The UK and Sweden are on board. Today, the leaders of France and Germany announced they now support Ukraine in neutralizing Russian military sites from which Ukraine is attacked. The U.S. State Department says it does not agree, citing concerns of escalation.
We don't encourage or enable strikes outside Ukraine's borders.
The Secretary of State does not agree with that. We found that out last week as Anthony Blinken said, I think it's time we let Ukraine strike inside Russia since they're getting just devastated from right across the border. Because Russia knows we can just park our, you know, whatever right here on the border and just fire at you, kill all those people at the Home Depot the other day and all that sort of stuff. Because there's not going to be any retaliation. When the head of the UN says, yeah, I think you ought to let them go ahead and shoot into Russia, that's when you know you're really out of step.
Agreed. And it's a measure of how you get sucked into the weirdness of, say, the Biden foreign policy, which is, again, indecisive, weak, feckless, etc. You have to almost step back and remind yourself the notion that Ukraine or any country cannot fire into their border country who is attacking them and has been for some time and has amassed troops to come destroy their country, kill their people, and rape their women. But you've got to wait till they cross the border. You've got to, that is unprecedented in human history. It's bizarre. It's such an odd notion. It's crazy that it exists, much less is being enforced by a superpower.
Out of fear of escalation, which is the theme that runs through all of these, he's worried about escalating with the Houthi rebels who are affecting world shipping. He's worried about an escalation with Russia, who started this war and is continuing it and is going to win it unless something happens. David Ignatius, writing in the Washington Post today, said, we might be nearing another inflection point in Ukraine as China leans harder into its partnership with a newly dominant Russia. China went from, that was a red line, by the way, that Joe Biden had mentioned. My red line would be if China actually supplies Russia with armaments. Well, they are now. It's open and clear and reported everywhere, and what red line? Nothing has happened. And yet Ukraine is not allowed to fire over the border, even though they're now fighting Russia and China together.
Right. Right.
Horrifying.
Meanwhile, Wall Street editorial board says Iran's brisk walk to nuclear bomb. Biden is trying to hide that Tehran is trotting to a weapon at a pace of its choosing. Their point being, Iran is making substantial progress. They're calling it a brisk walk to atomic weaponry. UN report leaked Monday suggests, and what are they going to tell us next? There's gambling at Rick's in Casablanca? Yet the Biden administration wants to hide this scary truth from the world in this election year. There's never been any doubt that Iran's rushing to get a nuclear weapon. Also, there's a huge story broke the other day that, of course, was inconvenient for the left, so most of the mainstream media ignored it, but bombshell accusation with supporting documentary evidence from Republican Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Quote, the records provided to our office show that the Obama-Biden administration State Department under the leadership of John Kerry actively and persistently interfered with FBI operations pertaining to lawful arrests of known terrorists, members of Iranian proliferation networks, and other criminals providing material support for Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. In other words, John Kerry and his crew, well, again, actively and persistently interfered with the FBI and stopped them from arresting known terrorists or interfered with their investigations so as to keep the Iran nuke deal on track.
Right, which is one reason I'm not sure I buy the Wall Street Journal's take that Joe Biden is soft-peddling Iran trying to get a bomb to hide it because of the election. That's his foreign policy, whether an election was coming up or not. He and Obama just had this weird... If we're nice enough to Iran, they won't actually do it or something? I've never understood their policy on this.
Well, it was the great egomania of Obama and Biden that they could either persuade through his professorial genius or Biden's backslapping the Iranians to not pursue a nuclear weapon. If they gave them enough money, they could negotiate it out. And I disagree. I think this has a lot to do with an election year because it's becoming more and more clear that it's just failed completely. And Iran is on the verge of getting a bomb. Now, Biden would blame Trump, but I don't think the world will see it that way.
I like the last paragraph from the editorial board at the WSJ. Iran's regime is richer than it was when Biden took office and stopped enforcing sanctions, more aggressive than it was when Mr. Biden took office. Biden has failed to respond to its terrorism, and it's much closer to having a nuclear weapon. It's hard to imagine a more complete policy failure.
Right. Right.
Obviously, they were either behind or in support of Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th. Most people believe that. And everything that Hezbollah does and the Houthi rebels and all that. And we're just going to let them, I guess.
So a vote for Biden is a vote to continue these policies for several months. And then whatever Kamala Harris thinks ought to be done about the world. I can't imagine thinking that's a good alternative.
My God,
an alternative worth voting for.
My God, but we're in a bad spot. We're in a tough spot.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Did you see Nikki Haley signing bombs?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
What did she write on there? Something like finish them off?
Finish them off, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, probably not a great idea.
Was that is she angling to be Trump's VP still?
Gosh, I don't know. I've always thought that those were two strange bedfellows.
Yeah, I agree.
To end up together, but I could see her as a cabinet secretary or something.
Well, she was the.
She wants the gig.
Ambassador to the UN, so she could be something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But we haven't gotten to the lead foreign policy story,
right.
The North Korean sack of crap attack. So the other day, when was this? Wednesday. It's like the next day in Korea. That's why they win all the sports bets. But large white balloons carrying plastic bags of North Korean garbage and poo floated into South Korea.
Well, they didn't know that at first. They just saw balloons coming and they thought it could be weapons. At the very least, it was going to be literature, which I guess they've done a few times.
Yeah,
where they dropped pamphlets and that sort of stuff, and all the air raid sirens went off and everything like that, and it was afterwards that they figured out what you just said, that it was garbage and excrement.
It was detected in the night, and the emergency warnings went out around 11:30 at night to border town residents to avoid going outdoors because of suspicious objects floating in the sky. No idea what they might be. All told, it was about 260 balloons scattered across an area roughly the size of Indiana. Some journeyed 180 miles inland, and when they finally came down and broke open, they had, shreds of pink, blue, and white paper, an empty laundry detergent bag, and dark clumps that looked like excrement.
It's crap.
It's crap?
It's crap.
That's exactly what they dropped. North Korea is dropping crap on South Korea.
Yeah, yeah, evidently. It was in vengeance for somebody in South Korea floating balloons with anti-regime leaflets and thousands of USB drives containing K-pop music from the likes of boy band BTS.
Also crap.
You send us your S, I'll send you our S. Ah, no offense to K-pop fans.
No. So is that like a world leader version of the flaming bag of poo on the doorstep? Is that what this is?
Yeah, yeah, it was, it's hard to imagine, given the stakes and the armaments and the hostility and the nukes and everything, that Kim Jong-un would think, oh yeah, you're going to send us BTS thumb drives, are you? I'm going to send you sacks of poo. How do you like that, huh? Yeah, sacks of poo. That's a good idea, yeah. Your people are starving.
And then he had to say to somebody, I need you to gather up a whole bunch of crap and put it in a balloon. What now?
On it, great leader. Absolutely got that nailed.
Excellent idea.
Are you talking
another
like
excellent
people
idea.
poo or... Well, it would mean dog poo because the dogs are starving or getting eaten. So, yeah, I can only assume it's human poo, the worst poo.
Another excellent idea, great leader. I'm on it. Actually, I'll have Jim get on it. I'll just supervise. How much happiness can money buy, among other things, on the way? Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty. The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, I've got this. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With us, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, and get ready to succeed again. Now is the perfect time to take the next step in your life and education. Apply by May 31st and get your application fee waived. Combined with affordable tuition, scholarships, and financial resources, your degree is more attainable than ever before. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password,
for you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy free coverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Something that I say every time I see something flying through the sky.
Flying.
What do we say when we walk in the house separately?
Baby.
How in a joking way would we say to each other that we wanted to pet someone's animal?
Can I pet that dog?
Something's going one way, then the other way. How would we describe it?
You're zigging, I'm zagging.
I have no idea what that was.
It sounded like the Newlywed Game or something, just a couple reveling in their private language with each other.
Correct.
It's kinda cute.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
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 I'm gonna pet that dog.
You mentioned what? The dating game, which reminded me of game shows, which reminded me of Wheel of Fortune, in which Pat Sajak ends his storied career here next week, I guess? Who cares? But Vanna White announced she's staying on. Boy, I'll bet they brought her a trunk load of money. I'll bet it would shock the conscience how much money she's getting paid to stay on.
I can't get inside the mind of a daily Wheel of Fortune viewer, so I have no idea if that's a good move or not. I guess it is.
Ryan Seacrest is the new host starting next week.
Oh, good, because he doesn't have enough screen time.
He'll work like, I don't know, a couple hours a week taping the shows. I'm sure it's 8 figures, at least.
What's his lifestyle that he needs to take gigs like that?
I don't know.
He's richer than God.
Right. What would you spend it on? How would it make your life in the... You must just, like the power of being everywhere all the time.
I suppose so, yeah. Maybe he likes working, I don't know.
Because there's literally not a single thing you could buy that would change your life at all with his money.
Right, and you get no artistic satisfaction out of hosting Wheel of Fortune.
No.
It doesn't, raise your profile or image or ego, or I don't get it.
Yeah. So there was this thing in the Wall Street Journal about can money buy happiness, the age-old question, and I really liked what they concluded here, that it can be summed up in 10 words. This is after talking to a bunch of different people and going through the analysis and everything like that. Money buys happiness with diminishing returns and no magic number. I thought that was pretty good. That's the best version of that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I would agree.
Money does buy some happiness. The number's different for different people. And after a certain point, the amount of happiness you're getting goes down.
Right, sure. That's intuitive. Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get the freedom that having money brings you and the freedom from fear of certain financial, rough patches that money brings. But, yeah, beyond that.
Yeah, I was talking to a young person the other day who had a car problems, and they thought it was their battery, and they were just in a panic because they're, broke. And I remember living like that. It's stressful. There ain't a lot of happiness, like when you're that stressed out about an $80 repair on your car.
Right, yeah. 2 new tires means eating out of a dumpster for a week. That's no fun, man.
Eating out of the dumpster? I don't think I ever did that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text HEDGE to 989898. That's HEDGE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You are gangsters.
You're washed up.
Make a you.
You're a little punk. You're saucy.
You're trash. You're a softy.
Huh.
You're washed up.
Oh,
that's some old-timey, old guy New York insulting right there. Robert De Niro outside the courthouse yesterday for some reason.
Yes, making a speech on behalf of the Biden campaign.
Yep. Yeah, he was officially sent there by the Biden White House. I thought yesterday it was just him, you know, he's a New Yorker and he's a weirdo and politically active. But no, he was officially part of the Biden campaign while his opponent, Biden's opponent, is in a courthouse, which is highly controversial. You send a representative on the day of closing arguments and you send Robert De Niro? Man, that's a wild move.
Yeah. So Matt Taibbi was writing about this with hilarity as usual, and excessive length, as always. But he made a couple of funny points describing the clips, and then we'll play them for you. But he points out by 2010, De Niro has been playing some combination of Travis Bickle, a taxi driver, and Jimmy Conway. Jimmy Conway was Goodfellas. Anyway, he's been playing a combination of those two characters with since Nixon, as he points it out. Listen below as De Niro does an Elvis in Vegas-style medley of De Niro's hits. Almost the whole catalog is represented. Cue up Cream's Sunshine of Your Love for full effect. He's got Mean Streets 48 seconds in. This is my neighborhood. I feel comfortable in these streets. The Untouchables is just before the 3-minute mark as That Does Not Work echoes the Al Capone part of a team baseball scene, which you picked up on yesterday, Jack. A Bronx Tale is at the 4-minute mark with the You Think Trump Ever Threw a Punch Himself bit lifted straight from Lorenzo's We'll See Who the Real Tough Guy Is, The Working Man Is the Tough Guy speech from A Bronx Tale. The, no, they fought for you, buddy, exchange with what the heckler that starts at the 8-minute mark is about 6 De Niro flicks in one. First, he gives the guy the Jimmy Conway post-Lufthansa dead stare. Then at F you, or for you, he gives him Ace Rothstein's listen, you effing yokel finger wag from the casino firing of Don Ward. But it's mixed with a little, you've got a gift, my friend, from Analyze This. The only riff he didn't try was the equal amount of blueberries in each muffin routine, which is an obscure reference, but an enjoyable one.
Oh boy.
So let's start with the 53. This is De Niro outside the courtroom trying to make a fairly serious speech about Trump, I guess.
I don't mean to scare you. No, wait. Maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave. What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life?
God, I tell you.
The perfect, surreal, and idiotic note coming in with the car alarm.
I just can't handle any more dictator for life commentary. I heard it this morning on MSNBC. Oh, my God. Really?
Well, he's not going to leave. Well, you know what, Robert? God's going to make him leave soon. He's pushing 80, so I'm not that worried about it. And the institutions of the country are strong enough anyway, in my opinion. Yeah, the whole dictator for life, this will be our last election. That is the fever dreams of an adolescent, please. Okay, back into De Niro imitating De Niro, 55.
They are the true heroes. These guys are the true heroes. They stood and put their lives on the line for these lowlives, for Trump.
They lied under oath.
They lied under oath. Right. Who lied under oath? What are you telling me?
Those two traitors lied.
Excuse me?
Those two traitors lied.
They lied under oath?
That's right.
What are you saying?
They're traitors.
Yes! I don't know. I don't even know how to deal with you, my friend. I don't even know how to deal with you.
I'm saying they're traitors. What? They lied under oath. You're saying they lied under oath? I'm saying they lied under oath.
That was such an old man moment there, is what that was. It's like Michael said earlier, Biden wanted Gary Cooper, but he wasn't available, so he went with Robert De Niro. I mean, when you pick somebody so old, somebody
Yes, 68-year-old actors who were probably down with Biden he could have recruited, but no, he went with the 80-year-old.
Well, and he didn't really have anything crafted. I mean, so it doesn't seem like he showed up with an act of any sort. It's, you got to put that up next to ancient Clint Eastwood's chair bit in terms of old actors in politics.
So the cops he was referring to, the people, the true heroes he was referring to were cops who were at the Capitol January 6th, who stood behind the crazed old actor looking truly mortified at the whole thing. One more clip, Michael, 56.
They stood there. They didn't have to. And there were other ones in there who probably were in with them a little bit, too, and they found a way to get around. Not these guys. They stood there and fought for us, for you. For you.
Well, they weren't fighting for me.
No? No, they fought for you, buddy. You're able to stand right here now.
Earlier in the speech, the crowd chanted F you and F Joe Biden and De Niro. De Niro shook his head like he'd never heard such language. He sighed, Trump should be telling them not to do this. Later, he tried to dismount into a serious campaign address, only to have a car alarm go off at the wrong time. Anyone who's had intimate relations in the borough of Manhattan learns to handle this in the first week in town, but De Niro looked like an Inquisition-era priest flustered by a sparrow in church. This beep is beep, a real beep threat, he said, growing frustrated. This beep is beep, a beep reality beep.
Oh, my God.
It's all such a clown show.
But if you take it through the lens of, and I didn't think about this until I read Mark Halperin's newsletter, because everybody who's run against Trump has had the frustration of, he always wins the news cycle. He leads the news no matter what you say or what policy you put out or what you do. He leads the news. And maybe Biden has figured out a way, you know, we're going to do crazy stuff like this. Because it was the lead of the news last night that Robert De Niro was there doing his act. And so, on the day of the closing arguments of the Trump trial, Joe Biden was able to get in there with one of his guys. I don't know if that matters or not.
Well, I could see some of his younger advisors thinking that, and it's not a bad strategy, but seriously, it's all about the execution. You've got an 80-year-old actor. The rap against your guy is that he's ancient. And here's your persuasive, on-the-street celebrity appearance? The guy is 80. Okay. All right. Let the clown show continue.
It's likely to get worse and crazier as we get closer, and not better and more sane, wouldn't you guess?
I don't know. It's hard to picture more stupid than that. Of course, we've got the debate coming up in, 3.5 weeks? 4 weeks.
I don't think it's
almost exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I've got...
May God preserve the union, yes?
Had quite a parenting moment yesterday I'll tell you about right after this.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, here's something practical to think about. This is not clown show stuff. This is you and your family and your safety. We all know the summer thing. You go off on vacation or a day trip or go to a lake or whatever, and concerns back home can nag you. Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why we recommend investing in SimpliSafe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you.
Whole home protection with sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. And you'd think that'd be expensive, but it's not. Less than a dollar a day with no contracts and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So why wouldn't you try it?
So it's better than the old traditional security systems, and it's a fraction of the cost. Holy cow, it's a great time to be alive. SimpliSafe has given so many folks real peace of mind. We want you to have it, too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. All you have to do is visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. You customize it to your home. It's easy. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So my youngest has really been struggling recently after a pretty good stretch of things going well. Didn't make it to school at all last week and everything. Something's off with his medication. So psychiatrist suggested we get a blood draw. Well, that's pretty rough with him with all his sensory issues and everything like that. I mean, I never liked blood draws, and I didn't even have sensory issues. But he really, 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 really hates it. So it was quite the struggle to get him to the doctor, to the lab and all that sort of stuff. But finally, I was there, his mom was there, and we got him in there. But he freaked out once he got in the chair, and they went, you know what they do? I'm telling you, if you're a phlebotomist, I'm telling you this. Nobody wants to hear about their veins before you stick the needle in. Stop talking about it. Talk about it amongst yourselves during your smoke breaks about the big juicy veins. But when somebody is sitting there and about to get stuck with the needle, don't say, oh, you've got nice, big, thick veins. Why do you do that? It drives me crazy. It seems like the worst thing you could possibly do. Anyway, they did that, and that led to, that was part of the, this part, they were very patient and very nice and did a really, really great job. But it always happens. Even when I go in, now I'm off on a rant, even when I go in and I say, don't talk about it at all right? I can handle this if you just don't talk about it. Second you sit down, oh, nice veins. What?
It's going to be great sticking a needle in that thing. It's like a sewer pipe. Hell, you could navigate that in a 12-foot dinghy. Wow, that's a good vein. Yeah, It's that personality type that cannot see a situation from the other person's point of view.
Anyway, I shouldn't complain.
Even if you tell them.
I shouldn't complain because word will get back to them, and they handled it very nicely and were very helpful and very professional. And I told that lady, what is your name? I want you next time I come in. You're so good at this. Anyway, from my son's standpoint, though, he freaked out when it was time to get the thing. And then I sit in a chair, and I've got my arms around him, and I'm trying to hold him on my lap in the chair. And he's a big kid now. He's 12 and 140 pounds, whatever. I'm holding him. And what does he do? He's a clever little guy.
Oh, no.
My knee that is so sore from my motorcycle wreck, he starts pounding on my knee with his fist. Oh, my God, did that hurt.
Wow.
He apologized for it later. He said, I was out of control. I needed to get out of there, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Well, points for resourcefulness.
Oh, my God, that hurt, though. Oh. Oh. If I barely touch my knee on anything, it makes me scream. He was pounding on it with his fist. Anyway, we got it done. All's well that ends well.
How far are we from a technology that you don't have to jab people and take their blood out of them to figure out what's going on?
Ask what's-her-name in prison. We're seconds away.
Just one single drop of blood?
What was her name?
Performed two tests.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes, yeah. What she claimed she had, man. Yeah, I know. It is someday going to be in the past, right, that we have to do that. They'll be able to, like, wave an imaging thing over us like Star Trek and figure all this out without sticking needles into our big juicy veins and talking about it.
Oh, please stop saying that.
We've got more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
C suffer from headaches, general inflammation, or arthritis? Millions do, while taking traditional drugs engineered to treat symptoms and create ongoing sales. Introducing Vibe, a novel iPod-sized device using pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe, whose founder happens to be a rocket scientist, not a sales scientist. Eye-opening study data, hope, and vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I left out the best part of the story about the blood draw from yesterday, so I'm holding my 12-year-old who's completely flipping out. He's got fear of needles like I do. That's a weird thing when your mind, like, you've got yourself calmed down about something, everything's fine, and then when, like, a switch flips or something and you just lose it. I've had that happen a few times in my life, and you just can't control yourself.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's like there's a pipeline deep into your animal brain.
Yeah, anyway, so he's flailing around, screaming everything. I'm trying to hold him. Then he starts pounding on my hurt motorcycle knee. So he's screaming and I'm screaming, and we finally get the blood drawn to him. But when we walked out in the waiting room, everybody was sitting out there with their eyes really wide, like, what the hell was going on in there? Looking just horrified.
Wow, no kidding. It sounded like a knife fight. From the perspective of the waiting room, good Lord.
And our mom's sitting there with her kid who's been saying for the last 15 minutes, it's no big deal, honey, it doesn't hurt at all. And you hear a grown-up and a child screaming at the top of their lungs.
You just undid all that hard work that those moms put in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looks on everybody's face, including grown-ups by themselves, is like, holy crap.
I was always told as a child that my fear of getting my blood drawn would go away, and that was a lie. Because I'm 35, and I still just can't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to look the other way and think about anything else. But I was once in the dentist waiting room when a child was shrieking in terror, and it's disconcerting.
Sure. We got this text. I hate blood draws, too, and a guy starting an IV on me said, my veins are so good he could hit one with a dart in the dark. Yeah, none of us want that sort of talk. Just share it with the other people that you do this for a living with. About how great that guy's veins were. But don't tell us.
Yeah. I think they think that it's reassuring is going to be easy and fine.
No, there's nothing reassuring about the word juicy veins.
Don, want to hear the V word? Well, you're trying, if you're scared of it at all, you're trying not to think about it at all. You're trying to think of something else. I'm usually trying to think of, like, song lyrics, or I've tried thinking about sex, just anything that could, like, overpower my mind.
I don't even want them talking to me, though. Like, I'm not, in my head, I'm not there at that moment. Like, I'm not here, you're not a doctor, you're not talking to me, and then they want to have a conversation while they're sucking the blood out of your arm.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. It's the one time in my life I kind of like small talk. So, what are you doing today? Well, I might play a little golf later. There it goes. I might do, what are you doing?
There it goes.
Get through it. Oh, I hate that.
Let's talk about anything but anything. You want to talk about nuclear holocaust? Let's talk about it. Well, of course, then the nuclear winter would starve tens of millions. Anything about anything except the freaking needle.
Big juicy veins with a sharp needle are going to stick into you and then pull out a bunch of blood.
Juice!
You know, I should have apologized to those people in the waiting room. I should have actually said something, probably.
You probably should have,
I don't know what I would have said.
I've never felt more shame than when, at like, 32 years old, I'm getting my blood drawn, freaking out, telling the doctor, I need a butterfly needle, I need to, like, just not talk to you. And I look over, and there's a girl, she couldn't have been more than 5, and she goes, it's going to be okay. Okay.
I should have walked out in the waiting room and said, there's sadists. There's sadists in there. I don't know.
So much blood.
Come out looking like Carrie from the movie, just covered in it.
I don't know why they hate me so much. Yeah, well.
Wow, I'd go further down that road, but I think we're as far as we need to go.
Probably.
More or less out of time to discuss the shocking price increases in fast food.
I've noticed.
That many people believe could be a powerful enough political force to counteract virtually anything that the Biden administration could say or the Biden campaign could say. If your Popeye's regular mashed potatoes and gravy is up 134%, there's no rhetoric that's going to talk you off of the position that, you know, things are bad now thanks to the president, who gets too much credit and too much blame, as we've discussed many times. We'll get into some of the particulars maybe next hour. I thought this was interesting. According to the CDC, who keeps track of this apparently, the highest percentage of an ethnic group that eats fast food regularly at all is black folks. It's about 42.5%. It's only 38% of white folks, 35.5% of Hispanics, and as always, the Asians are the best. Less than 31% of Asian adults eat fast food at all.
Well, good for you. Enjoy your SAT scores. I'm going to have a Big Mac.
But I think there's a perception you can get from listening, I don't know, to certain radio shows / podcasts that everybody eats fast food all the time. And indeed, among black folks, and that's the highest, it's less than 43%.
Hmm. What do they mean by regularly?
I don't know.
You know?
It's half-assed journalism, as always. They don't have all the particular.
I'm probably weekly. I'm certainly not daily.
Well, this says consume fast food, period.
Oh, at all?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it's hit-and-run journalism. Who knows?
Wow, I need a Big Mac right now. Mmm, for my big juicy veins. Mmm.
Armstrong and Getty. Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.